Hi, this is Hope Turner of Healthful Dog Radio. So today my friend Lauren and I went to do a show in Northamptonshire. I started out as a canine nutritionist and had come up with a comprehensive diet and a range of treats, and met Lauren on my top up to my bachelor's degree at Northampton University, where she approached me and told me that she had a pet hedgehog. Yes, you've got that right, a pet hedgehog. I've met him, he's very cute. His name is Itchy. And she asked me if I could come up with a diet and treats for hedgehogs, because pet hedgehogs started out in America and came over here. And the recommendation is to feed a mixture of three types of cat treats to hedgehogs. Now, the problem with that is that, unfortunately, commercial pet food and cat food, whether dried, tinned or in pouches, is not species appropriate for cats, let alone for hedgehogs. They are filled with wheat, corn and soy. And these have been shown to literally rip holes in the intestinal systems of the animals. They prevent them from actually being able to digest the meat, which they so desperately need, which should be, in cats, should be around 90 to 95% meat, where unfortunately in the dried and tinned and pouched food is sometimes as low as only 4%. When you see a packet that says with chicken or with lamb or whatever, with a form of meat, that means that legally it only needs to contain 4% of that product, and it doesn't have to be muscle meat. It can be any part of it. So it could literally be 4% chicken feathers, which is technically protein. Of course, the animals can't possibly digest it. But if it was 4% chicken feathers, and I'm not saying that any particular food out there is, it would still pass all legal requirements and be able to be sold as a with chicken product. So I had come up with a diet for cats, and I did a great deal of research and came up with a diet for hedgehogs, including a raw diet, of course, including no grains of any sort, no major starches or simple carbohydrates. And I adapted the recipes for dog treats to hedgehogs. And last year we did our first hedgehog show and repeated again this year, which was a great success. And today we actually went to a rat show with our hog treats because we'd been asked to please go. It was highly interesting, and there were a great number of rats next to me, next to our table, on the judging table, where there was a lady in a big white lab coat picking up all the rats and judging them and deciding who was best in which category. What my friend Lauren had sort of failed to remember a little bit is that I'm dreadfully rat phobic. So to me, this was an incredible challenge, and I'm glad I managed to get through the day without screaming. Anyway, the products that we sell for hedgehogs are the food, a large variety of baked biscuit type treats. We even do cakes and pies. At shows, we can do a range of jellies. There is something called hog oil, which is a mixture of oil and herbs that you can put on the food, which helps with their skin. You can even apply it direct to their skin, because hedgehogs are notoriously have very dried skin. All these products are available via our website, which is healthful.uk.com/hog. And the recipes for the food and the treats for dogs are in my book, The Science Behind Canine Raw Feeding by H.B. Turner, that's me, and you can find that available on Amazon. So yes, that was my interesting day. I'm now home and looking forward to a quiet, rodent-free evening. Anyway, this has been Hope Turner for Healthful Dog Radio. Keep learning.